News. I'm Joe Palca. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death and three others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Matt Small has this from AP.
Saudi Arabia's state-run TV says a court there sentenced the five to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
Saudi Arabia initially denied the killing took place, insisting Khashoggi had walked out of the consulate. It later blamed rogue agents and has denied the Crown Prince had any knowledge of the operation. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just about 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky on July the 25th. The phone call is key to the abuse of power charge on which Mr. Trump has been impeached. Meanwhile, discussions continue about the upcoming impeachment trial of the president. One of the big issues is whether witnesses will be called to testify. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request. Equal time for each side.
At a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
This is VOA News. The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was killed in action Monday in Afghanistan. In making the announcement, the U.S. Forces Afghanistan did not provide further details on where and how the casualty occurred. The Taliban, in a statement sent to journalists, claimed the U.S. casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz province. Insurgent groups said it targeted Afghan and American soldiers with a roadside bomb as they tried to conduct a joint. Thousands of Iraqis protested Monday in Baghdad and other parts of the country after politicians missed an overnight deadline for naming a new prime minister. Anti-government rallies have rocked the capital and the Shiite majority south since October, with people protesting against corruption, poor services, and lack of jobs. President Barham Saleh and parliament have missed several deadlines to appoint a new prime minister following Adel Abdul Mahdi's resignation last month. 200 wildfires continue to burn across Australia amidst the devastation. One fire brigade captain, Brendan O'Connor, described it all as a war zone. However,
it's amazing what we saved. To not lose any lives, I'm very thankful for, because when I look back at it, I'm amazed that no one was seriously injured or hurt.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison met with some of the people battling the fires.
The weather might help for a little while, but the weather will turn from friend to enemy very quickly in these fires, as we see, and the great planning work that's been done in these areas.
He also defended his climate change policy.
Well, what I know is that the need to take action on climate change hasn't changed. And you don't run government on sentiment. You run government on the facts, and you run government on what you need to do to protect our environment and its sustainability for the future, to protect our economy and the jobs and the livelihoods that Australians depend on.
The disaster has led to renewed criticism that Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Conservative government has not taken enough action on climate change. The British grocery store chain Tesco has halted production at a factory in China after a newspaper reported the factory used forced labor to produce charity Christmas cards for the supermarket. AP's Zariah Shackley reports.
The Sunday Times raised questions about the factory's labor practices after a six-year-old girl in South London found a card in her box already had a message written inside. It read, "We are foreign prisoners in Shanghai Qingpu Prison, China, forced to work against our will. Please," the girl's father told the BBC they first thought the message was a prank, but then realized it was potentially serious. Tesco said it was shocked by the discovery and would never allow prison labor in its supply chain. Zara Shakili, London.
For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.